Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. We'll start standing. So stand with your feet about hip width apart. And be aware of the contact that your feet have with the floor. Bring your hands into prayer position at the center of your chest. Allow your shoulders to soften and relax. And have your eyes slightly closed so you can take your attention inside and be aware of your breath. See if you can relax the belly so that the belly gently expands as you breathe in and relaxes as you breathe out. Then relax your arms down beside you. Keep aware of your breath, and next time you breathe in, can you float your arms up out wide to the sides and then carefully all the way up over your head, and then breathe out, float the arms back down again, wide to the sides and back down beside you. Continue like that. Breathe in, float the arms up. And breathe out, float them back down. See if you can let your breath guide the movement. The next time you breathe out and float the arms down, gently bend the knees. Keep the head and chest nice and upright, and just a gentle bend in the knees, just enough to have a nice strengthening feeling through the front of the legs without hurting the knee joints. Let the legs straighten as you breathe in and float the arms up over the head again. Moving smoothly, like a moving meditation, breath and movement together. Then next time you float the arms down, just relax them there. Let the legs be straight again. Now again, can you bring the hands into prayer position at the center of the chest? When you breathe out, turn your palms to the front. And press the hands forward so the arms are straight, out from the shoulders, parallel to the floor. And then breathe in, float the arms up above your head. And then breathe out, wide to the sides and back down beside you. And then breathe in to the center of the chest. Do that again when you're ready. So you breathe out, press the hands forward so the arms are straight out in front of you. Breathe in, float the arms up towards the ceiling. Breathe out wide to the sides like big angel wings all the way down beside you. And then breathing in, prayer position at the center of the chest. Let your breath guide the movement. Press the hands out in front, up over the head, wide to the sides, down beside you, and then back to prayer position. Feel the movement through your body, feel the shoulders. Just take care with the shoulders. Maybe having the elbows a bit bent helps to relax the shoulders. And as you breathe out and the arms go wide to the sides and back down beside you, as you do that movement, do that slight bend of the knees again like you did earlier. Let the legs straighten as you inhale back to prayer position. In a moving meditation, feel your whole body, your whole breath, and be aware of the space around your body. The next time you've got the arms, relax back down. Again, just rest them there. Have the legs straight again. And then when you're ready, start to shake the hands out. Just shaking as if you were shaking water off the hands. As long as that doesn't hurt the fingers or the wrists, maybe shake a bit more strongly, a bit more vigorously there. This really helps the circulation and the lymphatic system. Just keep shaking a bit more. Notice how you're breathing as you shake the hands. And relax, leave the shaking. Just feel any sensations in the hands for a moment. Any tingling maybe. And keep the arms relaxed down. And now be aware of your feet against the floor. Can you lift both heels slightly off the floor? And then drop them down so you do a light sort of tap or a thud with the heels. And keep doing that, lifting both heels and then dropping them down. Don't do it so high or hard that it hurts your body. You want a nice gentle jolt in your body, but not anything that hurts. So if it hurts, make it much, much smaller. Just feel that light thud each time. This is said to be really good for your bones. It helps to build up bone density. It's also good for the lymphatic system and the circulation. Just drop the heels like that a few more times. Lift and drop. And then leave the heels down so that both feet are flat on the floor again. Now, can you bring one knee up so the knee is bent, but you kind of just lift it up in the direction of your chest? It doesn't have to go too high though. And then touch your opposite hand to that knee. And then put the foot back down and swap over. Bend the other knee and lift the knee up a bit higher, maybe up to hip level or a bit higher, and touch the opposite hand to that knee. And alternate from side to side. So you balance on one leg and bend the other knee up and touch the opposite hand to the knee. Alternating sides. If you're feeling a bit too wobbly here, maybe stand close to a piece of furniture and support yourself there and practice alternating between balancing on one leg, lifting one knee up, then the other. Or if that's easy, you want to challenge your balance. Next time you lift one foot off the floor and bend the knee up towards the chest, you could maybe catch hold of that knee with both hands and balance on the other leg for a few seconds. And then when you're ready, swap over, balance on the other leg and hold the other knee with both hands as you stand there balancing. Just keep alternating sides. balancing first on one leg and then the other. Maybe you can extend the length of time that you can balance for. Keep your eyes focused to help you balance. Just focus down on the floor somewhere. Feel what leg muscles you're using. And then leave both feet back on the floor. Again, if you're a bit wobbly with your balance, you might prefer for the next one to again stand near some furniture just to give you a bit of extra support holding onto the furniture, or at least just having it there so that you know you can catch hold of it. And then see how it feels to cross one leg in front of the other leg. So you cross one leg in front of the other and see if you could put the foot on the floor so you're still standing on both feet but you've got the legs crossed. And then swap over, cross the other leg in front and see if you can cross the legs but have the feet flat on the floor. And alternate a few more times, taking one leg in front of the other and placing the foot as much on the floor as you can. This can be quite tricky to balance. So again, support yourself if you need it. Okay, now if that's easy, we'll make it a bit harder. Next time you've got the legs crossed, you've got one leg in front of the other leg, both feet on the floor though, and then float your arms up. Whatever leg you've got in front, cross that arm in front. So you cross the arms over roughly at the wrists and then relax the arms down, swap the legs to the other side. Get balance there with the legs crossed. And then float the arms up when you're ready. Whatever leg you've got in front, put that arm in front. Just keep swapping sides. Go carefully. Be aware of what you're doing. Be aware of your whole body. And aware of the space around your body. First, cross the legs, make sure you get as balanced as you can there, and then float the arms up and cross the arms over. Bring the arms down first, and then swap sides, swap the legs over, get balanced. Notice how you're breathing. Sometimes when you do difficult things or stressful things or you're in stressful situations, you can hold your breath or your breath becomes shallow. So it's a good idea to consciously breathe. Great. And the next time the arms are down, just bring the feet back to normal again. So the feet are about hip width apart, flat on the floor. Have the arms relaxed beside you. And when you breathe in, float your arms up out to the front. If it's okay for the shoulders, keep floating the arms up so the fingers point up to the ceiling. Then breathe out. Carefully bend the knees as much as you feel to, as you lean forward from the waist and float the arms down. Do that carefully, especially the first few times. Breathe in, float the arms up, lift the head and chest up. Breathe out, bend the knees, lean forward from the waist as you bring the arms all the way down and let the head hang forward there. You come all the way down into the standing forward bend. And keep going like that, breathing in, lifting the head and chest, floating the arms up, and breathing out as you lean forward from the waist and bring the arms and the head down. Just going carefully. You decide how much you want to bend the knees there as you do breathe out and lean forward. If that's feeling fine, it's not causing any discomfort in your lower back, you may want to go a little bit faster on the way down so that as you breathe out and come down, you kind of swing down, speed it up a little bit. Maybe breathe out a bit more strongly there. Almost like that movement of swinging down helped to push extra air out of the lungs, like a cleansing breath. Feel what's happening through the legs. Feel the strength in your legs. The next time you're in that standing forward bend, just hanging down, stay there for a few breaths. As you hold here in the standing forward bend, a nice option is to swing your upper body a little side to side, as if you were wanting to draw a semicircle from the outside of one foot around to the outside of the other foot. Feel the head, arms and shoulders swing one way as the hips gently swing the other way. Be aware of what it feels like through the backs of your legs, the lower back and up the spine. And pause in the center. If you're doing that swinging bit, just stay there in the center. Keep bending the knees until you can put your hands down onto the floor completely flat. Walk your hands forward and the feet back until you can drop the knees down onto the floor. And come into the all fours position. So the knees are roughly under the hips, about hip width apart, and the hands are underneath the shoulders. Spread your fingers wide apart. Although if you have a wrist injury and it's hurting your wrists, remember you can rest on the elbows. It's a great option to take that pressure off the wrists. And we'll arch and round the spine. So when you breathe out, gently pull your lower tummy in, tuck your chin in, tuck your tailbone under and press the shoulder blades up. And then breathe in, do the opposite, let the belly relax. Gently lift the hips and the head, slightly arch the back. So you breathe out as you round the back and stretch between the shoulder blades. And you breathe in as you arch the back. Feel the whole of your spine. Just gently loosening the spine. Your spine encases the spinal cord, the superhighway to your nervous system. So all the signals from your brain have to go down through the spine into the different parts of your body. It's really good for your body to keep the spine flexible and healthy. Next time you're in the center, just leave the spine comfortably straight and then slowly sink the hips back towards the feet and rest in child pose. But for child pose, you can have the arms stretched out long in front, Or you can have the arms down beside you. Or you can have your hands under the head. If it hurts your knees, lift the hips up into the air to take the pressure off the knee joints. Great option here for child position if you do have discomfort through your knees or you've got a knee injury. Just put a nice thick pillow at the backs of the knees there. Then you can really relax back in the child pose. Be aware of your breath. Be aware of your body. Feel the whole of your body. And have a sense also of the space around your body. Body and space. Then from child pose, come back up into the all fours position. But instead of resting on the hands, put your elbows down where your hands were so that you're resting on your elbows and your forearms. Just relax your head down. Relax the neck. Just look down at the knees. Bring your knees a bit closer together. And be aware of your left leg. Can you breathe in and straighten the left leg out behind you? And lift that left leg carefully up into the air, keeping it comfortably straight. And then breathe out, bend the knee in towards your chest. Then alternate between those two movements. Just the left leg, breathing in as you straighten the left leg and carefully lift it up. And then breathing out as you bend the knee and draw the knee in towards the chest. Do that a few more times with the left leg. Feel what's happening here into the back of the hip. This one helps to strengthen the glutes there at the back of the hip. Now still be aware of the left leg, but bring the knee back down closer to the floor. Now have the left knee bent, keep the left knee bent, and very carefully lift the left knee out to the side and then put it back down again. Do that a few times, keeping the left knee bent but now lifting it out to the side and back down, and strengthening the muscles in the glutes in a slightly different way now though. Right, and then relax that left knee down onto the floor. And be aware of the right leg. Breathe in as you straighten the leg and lift the leg carefully up into the air. Lift it a bit higher there. And then breathe out, bring the leg down, bend the knee in towards the chest. And alternate. Breathe in as the leg straightens and lifts up higher. And breathe out as it comes down and the knee bends into the chest. Doing that a few more times with the right leg. Feel what's happening there into the back of the hips. Can you feel what muscles are strengthening? and bring that right knee down. Keep the right knee bent. And carefully lift the knee off the floor and out to the side. And back down. Do that a few more times. Then put that right knee down. Have the knees about hip width apart. And just take a brief rest back in child pose. So rest the hips back towards the heels. Make sure you've got your arms somewhere comfortable for your neck and shoulders. And be aware of your breath. As you rest here, you might like to take your hips slightly side to side. Leave the hips in the middle and slowly come back up into the all fours position. But like you did before, put your elbows where your hands are. So you've got the elbows under the shoulders, you're resting on the elbows and the forearms. And then bring the legs out long behind you. Bring your legs and hips and belly all the way down to the floor and come into Sphinx position. So Sphinx position is when you're resting up on the elbows and the forearms. So the elbows are roughly under the shoulders. Your head is on straight, looking forward. You can either have your hands flat on the floor, or some people prefer to interlace the hands in front of them, but just resting there on the bent elbows. Just being up here in the Sphinx position puts quite a decent curve in your lower back, so just be careful there. If it's causing pain, then maybe lower the elbows down, lower your chest down, so that curve in the lower back's not so big. Just hold for a moment in this Sphinx position and breathe. If you can breathe a bit more deeply into the belly. The next time you breathe out, can you tuck your chin in? Gently roll your head down. Squeeze your lower tummy in and see if you could lift the hips a bit off the floor so the pressure goes onto your knees. Can also cause the glutes at the back of the hips to tighten. And then breathe in, relax the hips back down to the floor and look forward with the head. So you breathe out, tuck the chin in, roll the head down as you squeeze the lower tummy in, lift the hips, come into a half plank pose. Breathe in, relax, rest the hips and look forward. Continue like that. Just remember to listen to your body. Whenever you want to, just rest on your front. This is okay for you. You don't have a lower back injury. You can go a bit further here, make it a stronger strengthening exercise. By when you roll the head down, squeeze the lower tummy and lift the hips. But also lift the knees, so you have to tuck your toes under and come into the full plank. So you're resting up on your elbows, toes are tucked under, legs, hips off the floor, Just avoid lifting the hips too high into the air. See if you can keep them quite flat there. Inhale, relax down. Look forward. So you listen to your body. Pick the options that suit you. If you're fine coming into that full plank, then do that option, toes tucked under, lifting the hips and the knees, even maybe holding there for a breath or two, feeling that tightness through the back of the hips, pulling the lower tummy in, finding a way to breathe. And then relax down. Just rest everything down. Take a moment to do that. Have your hands somewhere comfortable for your shoulders, maybe the head resting on the hands. Just really relaxing your whole upper body down now. Bending your knees so you've got your feet up in the air. Bringing the knees a bit wider apart. And then crossing your feet over at the ankles. And then bring the feet apart so the feet go wide to either side, and then cross the feet over at the ankles the other way. And just keep swapping. Swing the feet wide apart and then cross the ankles over in the center. Crisscrossing the ankles like that. Feet wide and then crossing the ankles. But each time you swap which way you cross the ankles. Relaxing your lower back. Balancing the two sides of the brain. And relax the legs down. Now have your head on straight. Bring your hands into push-up position so you've got the hands on the floor at the sides of your chest. We're going to come up into child position. One way you can do that is to come through cobra and into child pose, or you can just roll to the side and take your time to come into child pose. But if your shoulders are fine with it, have the hands to the sides of your chest with your head on straight. Lift the head up, lift the chest up, come up through cobra, and then press with the hands, bend the knees, and slowly take your hips back towards your feet. Come back into the child pose. Just relax here for a moment. This is a counter pose to the backward bending you've been doing. So this will help bring your body back into balance. Just feel your lower back and be aware of your breath. From child pose, slowly come up and come all the way round onto your back. Get comfortable lying on your back in semi-supine. Once you've got the legs in semi-supine, have the feet about shoulder width apart, the knees wide apart, and have both arms out to the sides in cross position. And then when you breathe out, take both knees down to one side. Breathe in through the center. And then breathe out. Take the knees slowly down to the other side. Continue from side to side like that. Breathing out as the knees go down to the side and breathing in as they go through the center. As you do that, you could gently roll the head the opposite way to the knees. So as the knees go to one side, the head gently rolls to the opposite side. And when you've got the knees in the middle, just rest them back there in semi-supine. I'm going to do some shoulder bridge. So check the feet are in the best place for you. Probably don't want them too wide apart. Sort of hip width or a bit wider. Where you've got the feet will be different for different people, but just to be aware of your feet and how they're positioned. Start with the arms beside your body, palms downwards. If you prefer to turn the palms up in a moment, that's fine. And then when you breathe in, tighten your lower tummy in, lift the hips off the floor up into shoulder bridge. Press the feet into the floor so you feel a strengthening into the back of the hips. And then breathe out, put the hips down. Do that a few more times. Then pause with the hips down on the floor. Interlace your hands behind the back of your head. Rest the back of the head on the interlaced hands. And when you breathe out, can you bend both knees over your chest and roll the head up towards the knees? So you breathe out and bring your head and knees towards each other and breathe in back down. Do that a few more times. Breathe out, lift the head and feet. Draw the head and knees closer together. Consciously squeeze your lower tummy in there. And then breathe in back down. Then can you alternate between doing that movement, head and knees coming closer together, and alternate with the shoulder bridge. So put the head and the feet down and lift the hips up. And then once the hips are down, lift the head and the feet. And alternate between lifting the hips up and down and lifting the head and the feet up and down. Feel the back of your body. When you lift the head and the feet, you could lift the feet up towards the ceiling so that as you breathe out and lift the head and the feet, the legs gently stretch up into the air. So you really stretch into the back of your body there. And then bring everything down and lift the hips up into the shoulder bridge and feel that strengthening through the back of the body. Strengthening And then stretching. Doing the same thing through the front of the body. As you lift the hips up, stretching through the front of the body. And as you straighten the legs into the air, tightening through the front of the body. And to finish, can you have the head resting down, but have both knees bent over your chest? Hold on to the knees with the hands. Use the hands to slowly circle the knees over the chest. Can you circle the knees in such a way that you roll your hips and lower back in a circle against the floor? Feel that impression that your hips and lower back make against the floor. And change directions. Circle the knees the other way. Feeling the contact between your lower back and the floor. How do your shoulder blades move against the floor? Does this movement cause any effect through the back of the head? Does the back of the head stay still? Does that move a little bit? And then bring the knees into the centre and put the feet back down onto the floor. Once the feet are down on the floor, have the feet and the knees close together. And then place your right ankle on your left knee. So the right knee is bent out to the right. This is hurting your knee joint or your right hip joint. Instead of having the ankle on the knee, a good option to do is to cross the right knee completely over the left knee. That'll really ease up with that, particularly with the right hip. But if you're fine with it, feels okay, have the right ankle on the left knee. Again, interlace the hands behind the head. Or if you find this hurts your shoulders or neck, it's not so important that you lift the head up here. So again, it's fine if you'd rather just do the option of resting the arms down and rest the head, do that. Just the legs only is okay. If you're happy to have the hands under the head, do that. And when you breathe out, lift the left foot off the floor. Lift the head up as well. And see if you can bring your head and right ankle closer together. It can help to tighten the lower tummy in. Breathe in back down. Do that a few more times. Breathe out. Lift the head and the left foot. The more you can draw that right ankle closer into the head or the chest, the more you'll feel that stretch into the right hip. And you can do that a few more times, or if you want to hold, just feel free to hold when you're ready. Leave the head and the foot up and hold and breathe. If you like to use a hand or both hands on the front of the left knee to help you hold, that's a good option if you want to. And then come back down. Just take a few moments to swap to the other side. Taking your time to put the left ankle on the right knee. And if you're going to lift the head up, make sure you have the hands behind the head. And when you breathe out, squeeze your lower tummy in. Lift the right foot and the head. See if you can draw that left ankle closer in towards the head. Before breathing in, back down. Just moving in and out of the pose a few times first. Just noticing how that feels for your body. Particularly how it feels into the left hip. And if you want to hold there, you could just stay in that pose for a few breaths. You decide how you want to hold there. Check that your face is relaxed. Soften your eyes and your jaw. And slowly relax back down and uncross the legs. Just make any adjustments there to your body, or your hips, so you feel balanced and comfortable. Have your arms resting down beside you, next to your body. Keep the legs in semi-supine. We'll try the shoulder bridge again. Just make sure your feet are at least hip width apart, but not too wide. But breathe in, just gently pull the lower tummy in first. That'll help support your lower back and tilts the pelvis in a more comfortable place to lift the hips. So breathe in, pull the lower tummy in, lift the hips up into shoulder bridge, and breathe out back down. Feel what that's like now. Then if you're okay to hold the shoulder bridge, leave the hips up there and hold there for a few breaths. You don't have to hold too high. Just hold if that's fine and breathe. Be aware of your throat. Maybe you can just have your chin just slightly tucked into the throat. Keep the back of your head onto the floor. Just put a bit of pressure, maybe if you can, onto the throat. Watch your breath. And if you've still got the hips up, slowly lower them back down. When the hips are down, bring both knees up over the chest. Hold underneath the knees with the hands. Now draw the knees just slightly into the chest, just a little bit. And then lift the feet up towards the ceiling. But don't have the legs too straight. Just hold somewhere a bit more relaxed. Just leave the feet up in the air. You know, if you're fairly flexible through your lower back, you can feel quite nice for some people to wrap the arms around the backs of the knees. Or just hold at the backs of the knees with the hands. You decide what feels best. Just leaving the legs up in the air. Having your body upside down like this. It's It's really good for it. That blood and lymph coming down from the legs, increasing blood flow into the brain. Breathe consciously. Relaxing your nervous system. Calming your nervous system is one of the best things you can do for your hormonal system. It really affects the well-being of your body. Slowly bend the knees over the chest. Hold on to the top of the knees with the hands. Rock gently from side to side. And pause in the center. The feet down onto the floor. If you're okay with butterfly, bring the soles of your feet together. Let the knees be wide apart. Otherwise, if butterfly is not comfortable, just rest in semi-supine for a few breaths. Feel the breath at the belly. Breathe in, belly rises. Breathe out, belly falls. If you've got the knees in or legs in butterfly, slowly bring the knees back up until the feet are flat on the floor. Have the legs in a nice wide semi-supine, arms out to the sides. And take the knees slowly from side to side. Perhaps breathing out as the knees go down to the side. And breathing in as they go through the center. How does your lower back feel now? How do your hips feel? Things loosened up. The knees are in the middle. Just make any movements that you want to be comfortable. And just take a few moments to lie down. Just rest or listen to one of the meditations. Thank you for listening. Namaste.